Have you printed out the free coloring sheet for this lesson? You can download and print it at the link in our show notes. And you can access full lesson activity guides, bonus videos, nature devotions, and our themed Bible and nature scavenger hunts in the Nat Theo Club. When you join, you receive new resources every week and access to all our back content. Dive deeper into God's creation and the Bible in the Nat Theo Club at erinlynham.com/club or at the link in our show notes.
Hello world, wake me up to another good morning, time to go.
Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynham. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Have you ever watched a creature play a practical joke? Animals are not normally known for their theatrics, but the creature we are learning about today plays a pretty convincing trick in order to protect its family. Here is our trail map.
Are you ready?
We are going to learn what is a killdeer and why would a bird build a nest on the ground? We will discover what is the killdeer's broken wing act. And why does a killdeer chick leave its nest right away? And finally, we will discover how we can recognize tricks from truth. Before we hit the trail, let's thank our sponsors who made this lesson possible, including the Answers Bible Curriculum by Answers in Genesis. Imagine learning the Bible in a way that's fun, memorable, and makes sense from beginning to end. That's what you get with the Answers Bible Curriculum by Answers in Genesis. Kids, you will love the hands-on activities and fascinating lessons that show you how every Bible story fits into God's big plan. And parents, you will love watching your children hide God's word in their hearts and how one teacher guide works for all of your K through 5th learners at once, so no need for separate books. The Answers Bible curriculum is unique with a special focus on apologetics, so your children will be equipped to stand strong in their faith and have evidence for what they believe. Visit answersbookstore.com/Bible or the link in our show notes to explore the Answers Bible curriculum by Answers in Genesis. Are you ready to spark a love of science in your homeschool? With Apologia's self-paced courses, your child can learn at their own speed and revisit lessons anytime. Live classes provide dynamic, interactive lessons led by qualified instructors in science, math, language arts, history, government, foreign language, and apologetics. Take advantage of Apologia's summer sale with 25% off self-paced courses and all curriculum, and 10% off live classes through August 31st. Apologia highlights God's creation from a biblical worldview. Visit apologia.com to discover how your family can learn, explore, and grow with Apologia's live and self-paced courses at apologia.com or at the link in our show notes. All right, it's time for our trivia question. Are you ready? What do killdeer do in the winter if they live in a place that gets very cold? A, they hibernate underground. B, they grow thick fur. C, they migrate to warmer places. Or D, they build a warm nest and stay put. Again, what does a killdeer do in winter if they live in a place that gets very cold? A, hibernate underground. B, grow thick fur. C, migrate to warmer places. Or D, build a warm nest and stay put. Take a guess and we will find out at the end of today's lesson. And Nat Theo Club members, make sure after this lesson to click over to the bonus video, where I will show you pictures and video of a killdeer nest near my family's home and share tips for what you can do if you discover a bird's nest. Find that bonus video in the link in our show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. And listeners, if you would like access to our weekly bonus videos, engaging lesson activity guides, nature devotions, and Bible and nature scavenger hunts, you can access all of our content by joining the Nat Theo Club at the link in our show notes. Have you ever heard of a killdeer? That is a strange name for an animal. The killdeer is a type of bird, but where does it get its strange and confusing name? Does it actually kill deer? Thankfully, no. Birds are often named for the songs or the calls that they make. Here are some examples of other birds named after what it sounds like they say. The chickadee is named for its chickadee-dee-dee call. And the whippoorwill is named for its repeated whippoorwill, whippoorwill nighttime song. The bobwhite, a type of quail, is named for its call that sounds like bob white, bob white. The pewee is named for its high whistled pewee, pewee call. And the phoebe is named for its sharp phoebe, phoebe call. The same is true for the oddly named killdeer. Killdeer make a call that sounds like killdia or killdeer, killdeer. The killdeer is a type of bird in the plover category. Plovers are small to medium-sized birds that live near water, such as beaches, lakes, and muddy fields. They have short beaks and long legs, and they like to run, stop, and peck at the ground to find food like insects and worms. The killdeer is a plover that grows about 9.5 inches long, or 23 to 28 centimeters long, with brown backs, white bellies, and two black stripes across their chest. Their eyes are bright red or orange. The killdeer is also nicknamed the noisy plover because it makes so much noise. In early spring, when plovers return to our area after their long migration journeys, we often hear the killdeer out in the fields before we ever see them. The killdeer is a very widespread and widely traveled bird across North America. It can be found from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean, and as far south as Central and South America, and up north into Canada. Unlike many shorebirds, killdeer don't only stick to shores or near the water. They can be found in fields, neighborhoods, and even in parking lots. Another interesting thing about killdeer is that they build their nest on the ground, not up in a tree. When I say that a killdeer builds its nest, there's actually not much building going on. A killdeer does not construct a fancy nest like some birds do. Instead, they make a little scrape or shallow indent right on the ground, kind of like if you used your foot to kick aside some stones or sand to make a tiny indent in the ground. Sometimes they do this on gravel or dirt, or even at the edges of parking lots. They don't add sticks or grass like other birds might. They just use the bare ground. The mama killdeer lays her eggs right in this small, simple ground nest. The eggs are spotted and colored so well that they blend in with the ground, which helps keep them safe from animals that might want to eat those eggs. Birds that make this kind of nest are called ground nesters. A ground nester is a bird that makes its nest on the ground instead of in trees or bushes. They lay their eggs right in the dirt, grass, or rocks, and their eggs usually blend in well so they don't get noticed by other animals. Can you think of any other birds that create a nest and lay their eggs on the ground? I'm going to play music for a few moments, and I want you to see if you can think of any type of bird or a couple types of birds that would make their nest and lay their eggs on the ground. Did you think of any? Some other ground nesting birds include other birds in the plover category, gulls and terns, waterfowl, including geese, ducks, and swans, pheasant, ostriches, and turkey. Did you know that so many types of birds lay their eggs right on the ground? How do you think the killdeer keeps its eggs safe when they are out in the open and laying right on the ground? In its simple ground nest, a killdeer mama normally lays 4 eggs. They are spotted and well camouflaged. There is even some evidence to suggest that killdeer parents choose a place on the ground that will blend in well with their spotted eggs to help keep them unnoticed by predators, such as a fox, who might want a tasty egg breakfast. Both the mom and dad killdeer incubate the eggs. Egg incubation is when a bird sits on its eggs to keep them warm and safe until the baby birds are ready to hatch. The bird uses its body to keep the eggs cozy, and sometimes it gently turns the eggs with its beak or feet. Turning the eggs helps keep the baby birds growing inside healthy and warm, with all the nutrients it needs to grow into a baby bird. Having camouflage eggs is certainly helpful, but you might be wondering how else killdeer parents keep their eggs from being found and eaten. Having a nest right out in the open, on the ground, can be very dangerous. Thankfully, killdeer not only have camouflage eggs, but during nesting season, when they are building a nest and taking care of eggs, they also camouflage their scent or their smell. You see, many birds have something called preening oil. Preening oil is a special oil that God designed birds with to help keep their feathers clean, smooth, and waterproof. They get the oil from a little spot near their tail, and they spread it all over their feathers using their beak while they are preening or cleaning themselves. But the problem is that preening oil can leave a scent or a smell on the bird, and predators can smell that scent and think, oh, there must be a tasty bird or eggs around for me to snack on. It's kind of like wearing perfume every day that a predator can smell. Because killdeer spend their time on the ground protecting their eggs and babies, God designed them to be able to change the chemicals, kind of like the ingredients, in their preening oil during nesting season. Their preening oil becomes odorless, or it has no scent. This is called olfactory camouflage. Olfactory camouflage is a design in some creatures allowing them to change or even hide their scent or smell to blend in with their surroundings. Olfactory refers to the sense of smell, and camouflage means to blend in. So olfactory camouflage is to blend in through smell so they can better hide from predators or hunt prey. This ability of the killdeers to change their preening oil and become odorless to hide from predators is amazing. But there is another incredible way killdeer keep their nests safe, and that is through their broken wing act. One day my husband and I were out on a morning walk when we heard a killdeer making its loud killdeer, killdeer calls nearby. We spotted the killdeer in a field next to us, not far away at all. The killdeer was making all kinds of sounds and acting very strange. It was dragging its wing on the ground, and it looked like it was hurt. Shortly before this time, a friend shared with me how killdeer will perform a broken wing act, pretending to have a broken wing. They do this to draw attention to themselves and distract people away from their nest and eggs. That is what the killdeer was doing that morning on my husband's and my walk. After we had passed a safe distance away, the killdeer flew back over to the other side of the road where its nest and eggs were. The killdeer is best known for this amazing trickery. When a person gets too close to a killdeer's nest, the mother or father will fly a short distance away from the nest and do exactly as my husband and I saw that morning. They will drag one wing on the ground and begin making a whole lot of noise. The killdeer parent does this because they want to distract the person away from their nest so that the curious person will follow the bird, thinking it is injured, away from the nest. Killdeer also use the broken wing act to distract animal predators and lure them away from their nests. When the killdeer performs this trickery, It will walk, dragging its wing and often its tail, as the person or animal follows. It will do this until it lures the threat a safe distance from the nest. The parent killdeer will wait until the area is safe and the threat is gone before flying back and returning to its nest. Isn't that amazing? This incredible bird is designed to know exactly how to perform its broken wing act in order to protect its family. While killdeer are the most famous bird for this broken wing act, there are other shorebirds and around 300 different species of birds around the world who will use a similar strategy of faking an injury to distract predators away from their nest. With camouflage eggs, smellless or odorless preening oil, and its amazing broken wing act, the killdeer works hard to protect its nest and eggs. But what happens after those eggs hatch? The mom and dad killdeer will share the work of caring for the eggs for around 3 to 4 weeks. When the killdeer chicks hatch, they look like little puffballs on tall stilt legs. I think they are the cutest chicks of all birds. They are covered in soft, downy feathers, and they can walk on their strong, tall legs really shortly after hatching, right after their feathers dry. In fact, unlike many baby birds that remain in the nest and rely on their mom and dad to bring back food for some time, killdeer chicks are independent right away, able to walk and find food. Birds and other animals that are born or hatched, ready to walk, run, and find food right away are called precocial. Can you think of any other creatures that are precocial? Other creatures considered to be precocial or able to walk, run, and find food by themselves shortly after being born or hatched include ducklings or baby ducks, chicks or chicken babies, and quail chicks, along with goslings or baby geese, turkeys, many types of shorebirds and waterfowl, some reptiles like turtles and certain lizards, and many hoofed animals, including foals or baby horses, which can stand and walk shortly after birth, and calves or baby cows, and elk calves and baby giraffes. Do you think that human babies are precocial? No. Human babies need a lot of care from their parent or caregiver. They need to be fed and changed and kept clean and moved around. They often cannot begin feeding themselves until around 6 to 9 months old, and many babies don't begin walking until around a year old. Even though killdeer chicks are precocial and can walk, run, and find food shortly after hatching from their eggs, they do still rely on their parents for certain things. Soon after hatching, the parents lead their young chicks away from the nest and into an open area to begin finding food. They will not return to their nest again. The parents will brood their chicks during the day and night. Brooding is when a bird sits on its eggs or stays close to its baby birds to keep them warm and safe. The parent bird does this to help the babies grow strong and stay protected. In this case, since the chicks are hatched out of their eggs, the killdeer parents cozy up next to the chicks while brooding them to help them stay warm and safe. As the chicks begin to venture further from their parents can find them by making a pup-pup call. Their chicks respond with a cute peep-peep call so that they can find each other and reunite. It's kind of like if you've ever been in a large crowd of people and your parent or caregiver calls out for you, and you answer, "I'm over here," so that you can find each other. Sometimes during this time period, the killdeer parents might lay a second nest of eggs. If that happens, one killdeer parent will take care of the new nest with eggs, while the other killdeer stays with their young chicks from the first nest. After 25 to 40 days, the chicks begin learning to fly, and they begin exploring further away from their parents. the parents will still stay with their young, helping to train and protect them for another 10 days or so, before the chicks become completely independent and can take care of themselves. Think about the broken wing act that killdeer parents and around 300 different types of birds perform around the world to protect their young. They really are tricksters, faking an injury and putting on a theatrical skit to fool predators. While birds perform tricks to protect their young, which is good, the Bible warns against deception in our lives. What exactly is deception? Deception means tricking someone by making them believe something that is not true. Now remember, the type of trickery that a killdeer does is not wrong. It's a natural design God gave to them in order to protect their young. But our lives are different. We need to watch out for deception. We should not deceive or lie to other people. Ephesians 4:25 says, "So you must stop telling lies. Tell each other the truth, because we all belong to each other in the same body." When this verse says the same body, it is talking about the body of Christ, those who love and follow Jesus as their Savior. We should not lie, but we should tell truth to those around us. Another way we support the truth is by being genuine. Genuine means real, honest, and not pretending. If someone is genuine, then they really mean what they say and do. This means doing things and loving others for pure reasons, not just to get something back. Romans 12:9 says, "Your love must be real or genuine. Hate what is evil and hold on to what is good." So these verses remind us that we should tell the truth and live our lives in a way that is genuine and real. Not pretending to be something that we are not, and not doing things for wrong reasons, but simply being who God created us to be. The Bible also talks about imposters, or people who spread lies and deceive others. We are not to be that way. 2 Timothy 3:13 14 says, "But people who are evil and cheat others will go from bad to worse. They will fool others, but they will also be fooling themselves. But you should continue following the teachings you learned. You know that they are true because you trust those who taught you." So while the killdeer's broken wing act is a creative design to protect its young, we need to be careful of foolery, trickery, deception, and lies around us. We should always speak the truth and promote truth in the world around us. It's time now to answer a question from one of our listeners. Here is today's question.
Hello, my name is Sophie, and I'm 7 years old, and I live in Texas, and I want to know, how do monkeys swing on trees?
That is a great question, Sophie. How do monkeys swing on trees? Most monkeys were designed to travel by swinging from trees. The term used to describe this movement is called brachiate. Monkeys begin building strength to swing when they are less than a year old. They often start by holding on to their mother. As they get older, their hands grip tight and their shoulders and arms get strong in order to support their growing weight. Monkeys have hands with 4 to 6 fingers. Some monkeys have thumbs and others don't. Their fingers are great at grabbing onto branches and vines. Monkeys also have long arms. Some can reach a branch 5 feet away. Their shoulders are bendy or flexible, so they can swing in all directions or just hang from a tree like it's no big deal. When monkeys swing again and again through the trees, they keep going just like a pendulum. That's the swinging part inside of a grandfather clock. They don't have to use a lot of energy because each swing gives power to the next one. They are building momentum. This helps them move fast without getting too tired. Some monkeys can swing super fast, up to 35 miles per hour, or 56 kilometers per hour. That is as fast as a car driving down the road. Thanks for your great question, Sophie. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world. And Nat Theo Club members, after this lesson, make sure to click over to the bonus video. I will show you videos and pictures of a killdeer nest that my family discovered near our home, and tips for what to do if you discover a bird nest. You can find that bonus video in the show notes or in your Nat Theo Club dashboard. All right, it's time to answer our trivia question. What do killdeer do in the winter if they live in a place that gets very cold? A, hibernate underground. B, grow thick fur. C, migrate to warmer places. Or D, build a warm nest and stay put. I think during our lesson, we might have eliminated one of these answers. We learned that killdeer do not build warm, cozy, fancy nests. Instead, their nest is very simple, a little scrape in the ground, normally in the rocks. That does not sound very warm or cozy. So the answer is probably not D. Nope, the answer is C. They migrate or travel to warmer places. Killdeer that live in colder areas, such as here in Colorado, they will fly south for the winter, sometimes traveling hundreds or even over 1,000 miles. But if the weather is mild where they live, killdeer will stay in the same place year round. Now it's your turn to explore. Go find a killdeer or a different kind of plover bird. Plovers can be found near water, including lakes, oceans, rivers, ponds, and wetland areas. If it's a killdeer, you might also find it in a field or an open area. Plovers have short beaks and long legs. They like to run, stop, and peck at the ground looking for insects or worms to eat. See if you can use a bird identification book or a free app like Merlin Bird ID to find what kind of plover you are looking at. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this lesson on the killdeer, please take a moment to share it with a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all looking for